KPBS On Demand is supported by Parks California, in partnership with California State Parks, presents Arts in California Parks, a program offering interactive arts and cultural events in parks throughout the state. Event info at parkscalifornia.org/arts.
Good morning. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Friday, October 3rd. A man who worked with the U.S. in Afghanistan is speaking about being detained by ICE. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The city of San Diego and the county have joined a lawsuit with more than 24 local governments across the nation. It alleges the Trump administration has threatened to withhold more than $350 million in DHS and FEMA grants unless those municipalities assist the administration in their immigration efforts, as well as abandon their DEI initiatives. The San Diego City Attorney's Office says locally, those funds support wildfire and flood prevention projects, counterterrorism, aid emergency response efforts, and support fire department staffing. The lawsuit seeks a court order preventing the federal government from imposing any such conditions and a declaration that says the conditions are unconstitutional. County residents have just 4 days remaining to claim any of the county's over $1.1 million in unclaimed money before it is rolled into the general fund. The smallest of available funds is $15, while the largest is around $33,000. Every year, the county treasurer, tax collector's office, and others have funds owed to taxpayers, usually the result of checks that couldn't be delivered or overpaid taxes. After several years of not being claimed, the funds are returned to the county. You can check if you're on the list by going to sdttc.com. The Friars kept the faith, but unfortunately history was not made as the San Diego Padres fell to the Chicago Cubs in Game 3 yesterday. The final score was Cubs 3 to Padres 1. That wraps their wild card series and the season, with the Padres losing 2 of the 3 games. Frustrating, no doubt, for San Diegans who passionately support the ball club, who again came up short. See you next year, Padres. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Here in Southern California, we know all too well the devastation wildfires can cause. That's why our mission is to stop the next one before it starts. I'm Brian D'Agostino, leader of SDG&E's Wildfire and Climate Science team, and we've built one of the most advanced wildfire prevention programs in the country with a team of world-class meteorologists using artificial intelligence and real-time weather data, all to help keep our communities safe. We're also building a stronger grid and using public safety power shutoff when necessary, because believe me, I've seen firsthand how unpredictable wildfires can be. But here at SDG&E, we face that uncertainty head on to help keep you safe. Learn more at sdge.com/wildfire safety.
An Afghan man who worked with the U.S. in Afghanistan and was detained by ICE this summer spoke out yesterday. Military and Veterans reporter Andrew Dyer has more.
I thought they were supposed to send me back to Afghanistan. I said so.
Syed Nasser is enjoying lunch at a lakeside Afghan restaurant. Last week, a federal judge ruled his arrest this summer outside a San Diego courtroom violated his due process rights. He was released from detention last Friday.
Freedom is the most beautiful feel. Everything.
At a news conference today, he said his ordeal hasn't shaken his faith in the United States.
I still believe in America. I do not feel betrayed. I feel hopeful.
ICE agents were waiting outside the courtroom.
I worked with the U.S. military. I was interpreter. I worked with the U.S. military.
Do you have a warrant for his arrest?
Yes, we do. Provide the warrant.
After almost 3 months in detention, Nasser says he's starting over, looking for a place to live, a place to work, and waiting for a new judge to hear his asylum case. Reporting from Lakeside, Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
Chula Vista is joining the growing number of cities across the county using new AI tools to write their police reports. South Bay reporter Corey Suzuki says critics are worried the tools will make their work less transparent.
The program is called Draft One. Last week, the Chula Vista City Council voted unanimously to purchase it from Axon. The company sells body cameras and tasers to departments across the country. The city will spend almost $1 million on the AI tools over the next 4 years. Chula Vista police are pitching the AI software as a time-saving move. They claim it will free up officers to handle other casework more quickly. Assistant Police Chief Dan Peek.
Our officers are still accountable for everything they put in this police report leading up to testimony in court.
But privacy and civil rights advocates say the program raises new questions about the reliability of police reports. Matthew Gariglia is with the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
The judge or the prosecutor doesn't know which portions were written by the AI and which portions were written by the officer. It interjects a lot of uncertainty.
Police in Chula Vista have historically been among the first to start using advanced tools like drones and automated license plate readers for law enforcement. Meanwhile, California is considering new regulations on the use of AI in policing. Corey Suzuki, KPBS News.
The new Navy SEAL Museum opens Saturday in downtown San Diego. Military reporter Andrew Dyer has this preview.
Jumping out of airplanes, swimming to shore in the dead of night, and executing the most covert missions in the U.S. military. That might be what you think about when it comes to Navy SEALs.
I think the culmination of about an 8 to 10 year journey.
Brian Drexler is a retired SEAL captain and the executive director of the San Diego Navy SEAL Museum. He says he hopes the museum works to demystify the secret of SEALs.
At the core of it, when you look at Naval Special Warfare and who we are, it's common people with an uncommon desire to serve.
The museum across from Santa Fe Depot downtown packs a lot into its relatively small footprint. Interactive exhibits with virtual reality and artifacts from the long evolution of naval special warfare tell the story of the SEALs and the special boat operators known as SWCC. The museum opens Saturday, and it's recommended visitors reserve their ticket entry time online. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
Dancers of all abilities, including those in wheelchairs, will take the stage in San Diego this weekend. Arts reporter Audie McAfee says the dynamic, inclusive dance program is about movement for all.
Jason Rivers is an inclusive ballroom instructor. This is his 9th year leading rehearsals for the Dynamic Inclusive Dance Program's annual showcase, which this year is themed Shine and Soar.
I always kind of like try to find the song first, because I really connect with music, and so if this song inspires me, but the other dancer also loves it, that's the perfect thing to get started with.
The program is an extension of the Wheelchair Dancers Organization, which advocates for inclusive dance classes for people of all ages, backgrounds, and abilities. This year marks the showcase's 17th anniversary. Rivers says the event empowers people through dance.
I think a lot of people picture dancing as being learning to do steps. So people in a wheelchair especially are thinking, well, I can't dance, I can't take those steps. But dancing is expression to music. It's movement of any kind.
Stephanie Nichols-Rodas is one of the dancers in the showcase and a Wheelchair Dancers Organization board member. She says it's a special event.
There's going to be like hip hop, there's going to be cha-cha, there's going to be rock and roll. It's pretty impactful. The energy you feel, the love that you feel there, the opportunity to show others what inclusivity is.
The Shine and Soar Showcase fundraiser takes place Sunday, October 5th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Champion Ballroom Academy. Tickets start at $15. Audie McAfee, KPBS News.
And the Navy SEAL Museum opening and Dynamic Inclusive Dance Program aren't the only things taking place this weekend. As we do each and every Friday, here are some weekend ideas for you and yours. For the music lover, the second annual San Diego Tijuana Jazz Festival celebrates jazz on both sides of the border. It features 3 days of performances in 3 venues across 2 countries. Check out their website, sdttjazz.org, for exact info as they have events going all weekend. For the foodie in your life, there is Taste of North Park on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3:30. You can get tickets at tasteofnorthpark.com and then enjoy North Park's walkability post-meal. And as I will remind you all month long, October is Kids Free San Diego Month. That means any little ones with you are F-R-E-E, and this applies to the U.S. Midway Museum, the zoo, Safari Park, and even Birch Aquarium. Enjoy! That is it for the San Diego News Now podcast this week. Serving as editor for the pod this week is Quinn Owen and Brooke Ruth. The podcast is hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and hopefully subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
Here in Southern California, we know all too well the devastation wildfires can cause. That's why our mission is to stop the next one before it starts. I'm Brian D'Agostino, leader of SDG&E's Wildfire and Climate Science team, and we've built one of the most advanced wildfire prevention programs in the country with a team of world-class meteorologists using artificial intelligence and real-time weather data, all to help keep our communities safe. We're also building a stronger grid and using public safety power shutoff when necessary, because believe me, I've seen firsthand how unpredictable wildfires can be. But here at SDG&E, we face that uncertainty head on to help keep you safe. Learn more at sdge.com/wildfiresafety.